Well, good morning to everyone. It's good to see everyone out. This hopefully will be the last of our abbreviated services. We started this at the end of March, and we decided to carry it through the week, through the month of April. So beginning next Sunday, we'll go back to our normal type of service. We'll have Sunday afternoon services and Wednesday services, unless we decide that we need to extend it a little longer, but I'm thinking right now we're probably all right to start going back to normal. So this should be the last of our abbreviated services, and I hope that the decisions we made was able to satisfy God, because we have still communed, we have still been here on Sunday morning, and yet we have tried to follow the commandments of man. The lesson I'm going to speak out of this morning is one that I have titled that God is still in complete control of his creation. And for my text, I'm using the 8th chapter of Romans, primarily verses 18 through 39. I try and be an optimistic person, and I am trying through all of this mess to see the good things and the positive things about what our government has caused us to go through in the last several weeks, the last month, and what may continue for another month or so. We've slowed down the spread of COVID-19, and that is why the government imposed the regulations upon us that they did. Been some very strong restrictions. There's been some very strong actions that have been forced upon our citizens in the last 5 to 6 weeks, and it has been a very great sacrifice for hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of the citizens of our city. Many of these restrictions have been unprecedented, and I fear that many of these restrictions have been unconstitutional. But this was a decision that was made by our government officials. I personally will stand up and say that I think that President Trump and that Governor Abbott, I think that they went very deeply into their hearts and their souls and their minds, and they made conscientious efforts before they put these restrictions on us. And I think that maybe these will have some political effects on these men, but they did it. I think they did what they thought was best for our nation, even though they were very restrictive and they caused massive amounts of suffering, and it's also destroyed our economy. But I think that they did what they thought was best. I applaud them for that. I do not have that same love and respect for some of the advisors that I think made them, helped them to make these decisions. I remember the old Indians back there when the guy rolled up in the wagon and said, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help you." And I know what the consequences of those actions were. Romans 8 is kind of a text that we can use when we find ourselves in terms of uncertainty, terms of upheaval, and times of disaster. And I believe all of these conditions have been met in this COVID-19 pandemic that we are trying still to survive. Because in this, we're reminded that God is the creator, that everything else is the creation, and part of creation is humanity. Now we need to remember that the creation that God envisioned and the creation that God made and the world that God wanted and envisioned is not the world that we live in. We destroyed that world because we sinned against God. And ever since this creation, there's been times and means of healing that has gone through. And that's what Romans talks about. It talks about the groans of creation as we continue to experience this and continue to grow and mature to do the things that we've been told to do. I'm going to focus this morning on three verses in Romans 8 and 28, verses 38 and verses 39. Let me read these. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now let's go to verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. My sermon this morning, my thoughts this morning, are of the fact that God is still, has always been, and will always be in control of his creation. And there's absolutely nothing that happens in creation that God does not know of and that God does not allow to happen. And it is on this premise that I want to talk just a little while this morning, and I'm trying to keep this positive. I want to talk about some of the positive things that has come out of this pandemic that we have just been through. Number one, I think God is letting us know through this pandemic and the situation that we find ourselves in worldwide today, how vulnerable as humans that we are, and that we live in a broken world. God extends to us mercies on a regular basis that allows us to exist. But sometimes something comes along like this that is more than the regular mercies. Without just the regular mercies that God extends to us, we would not be able to exist. The world is not as God designed it, intended it to be, or wanted it to be. He created a perfect world, and He created His perfect creation, man and woman, and He put them in a perfect environment, and they sinned. And because of their sin, not God, but because of their sin, this world was torn apart and either thrown into the world and became a world that was broken and not as God expected it. It was not God's fault this had happened. It was our fault as humanity that it happened. And we put ourselves in this position as to being a being that was extremely vulnerable, requiring daily, us by the second, the mercies of God to exist. We're vulnerable as human beings, and we need God continually. Number two, I think God is letting us experience just how much we have no control over the things that happen and in our existence. So we've just been through James, and we like to think that we as human beings can make our plans, and we can formulate our plans, and we can go out in the world, and we can work our plans, and we can be successful and be prosperous, and everything is wonderful and great. That ain't the way it works. Man makes plans, but then life gets it in the way, and plans continually change. We think we can make plans, work the plans that will lead us to the goal and to the future and prosperity that we hope, but it doesn't always work this way because God is in control and not us. His will be done. He is in control. Now I'm going to tell you, in the last 6 to 8 weeks, there have been thousands, hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of people in this country that have lost fortunes. They have lost fortunes during this pandemic. There are people that have lost their careers they worked hard for. There are people that have lost their lives during this pandemic that we have just gone through. This is not a small thing, and it's not something that we need to minimize. One man said it this way. He said, "For it is little that I have the power to do or to ordain." In other words, he says, there's very little that I can do to control the things that happen. He said, "Not is it of my own will that I am here, and not of my own will shall I pass. Of all that shall come to me this day," he said, "very little will be such as I have chosen for myself." People, I think that the sooner we learn and realize and confirmly believe that we are not in control and have so very little control over the things that happen, you know, maybe the better it's going to be for us, both in this world and in the world that is to come. Number three, God may be using this common crisis. It is possible, and one would hope that He is using this crisis to minimize the divisions and the divisiveness that we have found, not only between ourselves in this country, but in the other countries of the world. You know, Jesus said a long time ago, 2,000 years, the first commandment is love God. Second commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus meant this. And this was a way of living. This is something we need to follow. But in the last, I don't know how many years, maybe since back to 201 when the trade centers were bombed. We went to it's a different world since then. There's not much harmony. It seems that there's more divisions amongst us. You know, maybe this is God telling us that we need to go back and love our neighbor as ourselves. You know, the United States is not an island because things that happen in China do affect us here in San Angelo, Texas. And that's exactly what we found out in this virus. Maybe this virus thing will bring us together as a community. Maybe it will give us a common thread that we can follow together. Maybe it will cause us to work together for the common good. I see this as a positive thing that could come out in the future. Number four, their position of a positive look at this pandemic, that God is showing us that when we look out for each other, life is richer, things work better. Love your neighbor as yourself. I think those are the very some of the wisest words that came out of the mouth of the Savior. Now we know when this pandemic started that we had people that went to every store in town and bought every roll of toilet paper that they could find. What did these hoarders accomplish? They accomplished nothing. When they hoarded all of this toilet paper and the people that needed it couldn't find it, it just made life more dangerous for them, which in fact made it more dangerous for the hoarders. I was in two or three stores this last week, and I can tell you the shelves have toilet paper on them now, so this problem is over, and the hoarders will have paper that their grandchildren will be able to use for many years to come. They didn't help themselves. They hurt themselves when they did this. This is not the way we're supposed to do. When people begin to think of the consequences of their actions, not only for themselves, but for those around them, look at the community that we could establish. Look at the country that we could establish. Look at the world that we could establish when people actually look out one for another. Another reason I think that maybe this came about, and I think this is also a very positive, God as the Creator and Jesus Christ as His Son are listed on virtually every page of the Bible as being the reason for creation and the reason for our existence. We must recognize God for who He is, and we must recognize Jesus as the only Savior of humanity. And the Bible tells this from the start to the end. Talks about the importance of Jesus Christ. This crisis that we're into is far, far above us. We have a great medical staff. We have some extremely educated people in this world, and these people are clutching at straws trying to determine what to do and how to fight this. And they have no idea, because the problem we've got is above humanity. We need God to help us work this thing out. We need help beyond the systems that we have. And I heard the other day that people are now praying and acknowledging God and His power and His authority that before this happened, did not pray and did not acknowledge God. I got 3 points that I want to talk about that personally involve the 19th Street Church of Christ that I can see as a positive about this pandemic. I was talking to Paul Wilkerson last week, and Paul in the week before we talked to young son Dr. Matthew, and Dr. Matthew had made a statement to Paul that he wasn't real comfortable with the treatments that they were using to counteract this coronavirus. They were working on the lungs and the ventilators. And Dr. Matthew said, I think we need to be working on the blood. I think that's where the problem is. I didn't think much about it. But then I'm watching a newscast amongst these high-powered medical doctors on a newscast in Washington, D.C., and the doctors all got together and said, this ventilator business is not really working as far as the treatment of the diseases in the blood. Instead of ventilators, maybe we need to start using a plasma replacement to give these people an opportunity to get the infections out of the blood that would save their lives. Now, I'm already proud of young Dr. Matthew. I will tell you that. I'm just as proud of him as I can be. But to use my Lakeview vernacular, I'm even more prouder of him now. That affects us here in San Angelo, Texas, to realize that sometimes the very best minds in the world and the treatments can be revised and amended. Number two, there's been a lot of people die worldwide from the coronavirus. But in the state of Texas, thank God, we have been spared a lot of the problems that they're having in other parts of the country. These statistics come from April the 15th of 2020. Total Texas population, 29 million people. Total coronavirus cases as of April 15, 15,492. Coronavirus fatalities, April 15, 2020, 364. Statistical number of cases statewide, 0.053%. Statistical number of deaths statewide, 0.00125. Now let me translate that. 0.00125 deaths in the state of Texas represents 1 1/4 thousandths of 1% of people who have died in our state from coronavirus. I'm thankful to God because He has spared the state of Texas, and He's given us a lot better health with a lot less problems than what they have in other parts of the world. And I'm not trying to minimize this virus, and I'm not trying to minimize the deaths and the suffering, because it is true. And all we have to go is 100 miles west to Midland to see a brother in our church, Art Eastman, that didn't deserve to die from this thing, but he did. I'm not trying to minimize the deaths or the suffering, but I'm trying to give a positive outlook to this. We've done the things that we were told to do. We have quarantined. We have done, taken the government recommendations. And because of this, I hope we have minimized and controlled the virus in our area. Point number three that affects San Angelo, Texas. We've always known that ultraviolet light killed bacteria and viruses. Mike knew it because he used to run his water through an ultraviolet light to purify it. So when we found out about all this and began to realize it, Mike got online and began to do some research. And he found that ultraviolet lighting system that would kill bacteria and hopefully virus. And he ordered one, and he got it. And for the last 2 weeks, he and Casey had been installing it in our air conditioning system. So it's now installed in the supply lines of our air conditioning system. And when the heater cuts on or the air conditioner cuts on, the ultraviolet light system cuts on, the air flows through the ultraviolet lights, it kills the viruses, it kills the bacteria, and we've got purified air coming out of our air conditioning system. That's got to be a plus. Hopefully it'll clean our vents. This is something that we have done that right here is a positive in San Angelo, Texas, of something that we can say, something good did come of this. Now this may be minimal, but it is something good that has happened in San Angelo, Texas. It's a positive from what we have been going through. Another reason that maybe we can consider as a positive is that God, on a deeper level, has finally got to some people that life on this planet only works when we depend upon, recognize, and obey God as Creator, and recognize, depend upon, and obey Jesus as our Savior. There was an article that appeared earlier this month in the Vancouver Sun newspaper. And the article was entitled, The Great Awakening. And in the article, the author stated, we may be on the verge of, and well may be into, the greatest spiritual awakening this world has ever seen. We can only hope that this is true. But he went on in this article, I understand, and he said it is time that we wake up as human beings as to who creates this, who sets the rules, who sets the perimeters, and who obeys them. Now, if this is the case, and this can wake up our nation so that we can understand and accept and obey God and Jesus, then this is a wonderful thing in itself. According to Romans 8, God made the world work in certain ways. He calls it groaning. He refers to the grooves in the fabric between creation and humanity. And possibly this spreading this virus to us will help us to depend upon, to recognize, and to obey, and to love God as our Creator and Jesus as our Savior. And the last point I want to make is that through all of this and our hope of this entire pandemic is that God is using everything for the greater good. That's what he says in the 28th verse of this 8th chapter, that God would use all things good that would help and would help those conformed to the image of his Son. If God is able to bring us back to the image of his Son, realizing the Savior and realizing God, and have us turn from the world and turn to these, then of course this is an obviously a positive thing. There's one thing that I thought was a positive thing that I've now began to think is a negative thing. When I was 6 years old, my dad used to load me in the pickup every other Saturday and take me to the barbershop and said, give this boy a flat top. I began at that time to hate barbershops. And it was years later before I realized, you know, Daddy never got a flat top. It was just me. But I'm looking forward now when the barbershops can open up. I'm getting tired of all of this wool. So sometimes a positive can turn out to be a negative. These are a few of the things that I've thought together and I've tried to think about and study to bring to us. We need to look at this in a positive way. I mean, the damage has been done. Now it's up to us to make this damage, to make it work. There's some good things that come out of this, and if people will turn away from their evilness and turn to God, this is definitely a good thing. To quote the words of Psalm 96, as David writes this letter in Psalms 96, it affirms the reign of God, but it also affirms that God can come down and put things right. And maybe that's what he's doing during this pandemic. To affirm the love that God has for his creation, and we know that he does. And to confirm the necessity that we as creatures of the creation, that we worship him and obey him and love him and follow him. Let's conclude with the verse out of 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. My lesson this morning is that God is in complete, total, absolute control of everything that happens in his creation. God knows everything that happens in his creation, and God allows everything that happens in his creation. So if God is in complete control, we are not. Let's have a song of invitation. If we can help anyone, we ask you to come forward as we sing.